Join us as we explore timeless wisdom from around the world, seeking truths that resonate most for each individual. Welcome to Peace on Your Journey podcast. I'm John Lawyer, a former soldier turned spiritual traveler. At Kishar, we celebrate the journey of discovery together, delving into various religious, spiritual, and philosophical traditions. For a deeper dive into spirituality, join our vibrant online community at kishar.org. If you'd like to experience this production with dynamic art and video content, check out our YouTube channel at Peace on Your Journey.
How does your lifestyle impact your spiritual journey? The more grounded and centered we are, the more time and space we have to be spiritual and walk that path. I call these different parts of our lifestyle life blocks. It's like there's these blocks of life that we put together to make sure that we're running right. Now imagine that you've got the most important life blocks on the bottom, and then you've got more important ones on the next level, so on and so forth. And it kind of makes this like pyramid, and you build it up. And at the very top is your spirituality, your higher self, all these important things, these places that you're trying to get to reach peace and calm. And so think of each of these blocks of life as an integral part of your existence here in the real world, here on Earth, where we all live. And how do you use that to live your best life, your best spiritual life? Before we move on, please hit the watermark in the lower right-hand corner and subscribe to the channel. If you like what we're doing, please share this out with your friends and family. We're trying to help people out. And if you think someone can benefit from this, you know, help them out. You can use these blocks of your life to build this solid foundation. And if you don't have a solid foundation that you're standing on, then you're kind of always going to be moving around and slipping about versus having this solid footing that you can kind of really intentionally in this aware way move forward in your life. And if you're centered and grounded with your lifestyle, suddenly you're going to be working towards alignment of your mind, body, and soul. And we really can't live our like best, most joyful, peaceful, you know, life if we're not aligned in that mind, body, and soul. Our body, we have to take care of our body, we have to take care of our spiritual self, and we have to make sure that we're taking care of how our mind works. Are we learning? Are we growing? Are we developing? So today I wanted to go through a list of these lifestyle blocks, these blocks of life, these life blocks that can help you live a more centered and grounded life. The first thing that I'm going to talk about is health and wellness. We're talking about this holistic idea of our health and well-being. And it's not any one specific thing, but it's talking about managing stress, making sure that we are eating right, and doing all these things that are central to just being a functioning human being. And part of that is food and nutrition, which is kind of its own life block. Are you eating right? Are you eating what is best for your body? You know, people tell you, you got to eat this, you can't eat that. Who knows? But you know. You know, you can figure out what works best for you. So think about when it comes to food and nutrition, what do you eat that makes you feel good? What do you eat that makes you feel creative and enlightened and spiritual? What makes you feel like you have energy? And eat more of that and figure out what works best for you. Figure out, okay, I'm going to use this portion for this and this portion for that. But have some awareness and intention around it. You know, that's what this whole thing is about, is having awareness, having intention, and suddenly you're going to be living a better life. And maybe it sounds difficult to you. You think, oh, there's all this stuff I've got to do. I can't do it all. You don't have to do it all. You don't have to do all this at one time. In fact, most people, and myself included, would not recommend that you do all of this at one time. You have to take a bit here and a bit there, and you have to kind of walk in incremental steps. Think about persistent incremental growth in your life and how small changes over every day or every week or every month add up to these huge changes over the course of a year or the course of, you know, 2 years. And suddenly you've got a wholly different life that you're living that's in alignment with who you want to be and where you want to be and what you want to do. Once you move past food and nutrition, you've got fitness and exercise. And I encourage you guys to not look at this as something, oh man, I've got to go do that. You need to find something that you want to do. And I call it intentional movement. Fitness and exercise are just intentional movement. What is it that you love to do when you move? Like, do you like to walk? You like to go to the park or find a pond to walk next to, go walk by the ocean, go through a forest? Maybe you like rowing, indoor rowing, or you like going to the gym and playing basketball. It might be lifting weights. Some people love lifting weights. Some people love running or jogging. But figure out what you like doing, because we can do anything. I talk about this on this channel quite a bit. We can do anything almost. We're humans. We're very resilient. We're creative. We're very capable. What will you do? What's this thing that you'll go out and do? You need to think about that when it comes to fitness and exercise, this intentional movement. What will you do? What can you dedicate yourself to doing? And the thing is, if you're not moving, if you're not in motion, you're kind of in opposition to the universe. I don't really believe in absolutes. I don't think they exist. However, the only absolute that probably does exist is change. The universe is always changing. Our lives are always changing. That's the motion of the universe. And so if you're standing still, the universe is passing you by. The world is passing you by. So think about moving with that rhythm and that dance of the universe. Another part of our overall health and wellness is sleep. We all have to sleep, but a lot of us aren't sleeping enough. And if we are sleeping, are we going to sleep at the same time generally every day? And are we sleeping for generally the same amount of time? Sleep's so important. Every time I go in to the VA to see my VA doctor, the first thing they ask me is, am I sleeping well? Am I sleeping good? And a lot of doctors will ask that. And a lot of mental health professionals will ask that. Athletes are asked that. If they're high-performance athletes, driven professionals, people have these high, you know, high-pressure driven jobs. Are they sleeping right? Soldiers out in combat, are they sleeping? Because sleep is this critical thing. And it's even more critical, we know now, today, than, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. Sleep's so important. And so a lot of you out there, you're probably young, you probably think, I don't really sleep. Sleep's, I can sleep later on. But I can tell you, sleep's this cumulative thing. And if you cumulatively don't get sleep, that adds up and it compounds on you in a really not great way. So I would encourage everyone, when you're thinking about these blocks of life, these lifestyle things, try to sleep better. If you sleep better, every single other aspect of your life will improve. I can almost guarantee that. And like I said, there's very few guarantees in life. But if you sleep well, if you sleep at the same time generally every night, if you sleep for the same amount of time, then you're going to have a better overall life every single day. And as we move past those health and wellness kind of life blocks and we get into some more kind of day-to-day stuff, we're looking at job, we're looking at our vocation. What do? Every single day, we go to work, right? And that takes up a huge amount of time in our lives. And it's something that takes our attention, it takes our energy. And so if we're at this job, if we're performing this job and we're at work, do we love it? Is it what we're in love with? Is it what we're meant to do? And one of the things I talk about with people almost every day is higher purpose or dharma. And I ask people, are you living your higher purpose? Are you living your dharma? Do you know what your higher purpose or dharma is? A lot of people are like, well, no, I don't know what my higher purpose is. You know, what are your values? What are your beliefs? What do you love doing? And your job, your work, if it's not aligned with what your higher purpose is, or if you don't know what your higher purpose is, you're probably not going to be living your best life. You're not going to be living a life that's fully in alignment. You're not going to be living a life that's fully in alignment with your mind, body, and soul. So think about what your higher purpose is. Think about your dharma and think about your job and if you like doing it. And if you think to yourself, I have to do this job. I have to go to this specific workplace because I need to make this X amount of dollars to support my spouse and my kids or someone else. Think about if you're unhappy doing that, what is that doing to them? So if you think I have to do this because I have to take care of these people that are important in my life, which I understand that, guys, I get that. How are you impacting them if you're not happy doing what you do every day? So think about that as this huge block of life. What is your job? What is your work? And does it align with your higher purpose? And then we have our relationships. You know, it's not just our romantic relationships. Sure, that's super important because we're going to be around those people all the time. But our relationship with our family, our parents, our kids, and our relationships with our friends, our coworkers. Are we living the best way we can in our relationships? Are we surrounding ourselves with people that are going to lift us up. We are an aggregate of the people that we spend the most time with. So if you're spending a lot of time with anyone, you're going to take on the energy and some of the weight and baggage of those people. So if you're around light and lighter people, you're going to have light and you're going to have joy and you're going to have good times. If you're around darker people, negative people, that's what's going to come into your life. So you really have to think about your relationships, who you surround yourself with, and also, are you giving in the relationships and receiving? Is there reciprocity? Is it a two-way street? And if you're not in relationships where there's reciprocity, where you're giving and taking, if you're only giving and you're never receiving anything back, you have to really examine what you're doing in that relationship, because it's going to affect every single other part of your life. Then there's the big one of finances. Finances and money, a lot of people don't like to talk about it, but I love talking about money because it's this thing in society that we have to deal with. A lot of us, most of us, aren't going to go live in the foothills of the Himalayas and be a monk. And so we're living in a society that's got capitalism. It's got the exchange of goods for services. And, you know, it's a system and we live within it. And we essentially are making the choice to live within it. You know, we can go be a monk if we want, and that's okay. Some people do that. But when it comes to finances, we have to kind of, even in the spiritual world, we have to look at it from a practical perspective. If I'm always worried about money, if I'm always worried about where the next dollar is coming from, how can I walk this intentional and aware spiritual path? I can't. I can't focus. I can't find peace. I can't find calm if I'm always worried about the dollar, if I'm always worried about money. And this finances thing, it links into relationships. It links into our job and our work. It links into all these other life blocks. If you're worried about your finances and you're stressed about it, think about the impact that's going to have on your health and well-being and that lifestyle, that block of your life. So finances are this incredibly important thing that you really kind of have to look at and say, I'm not going to ignore it. I'm going to focus on it. I'm going to give it the attention that it deserves, and I'm going to move on. And then it's put in its place, and you're controlling it versus it controlling you. And that's true of most of these life blocks. You have to control them versus letting them control you. And next, I want you to think about the spaces that you spend time in. You've got your home. You've got your place of business or where you go to work. You've got your car. You got wherever it is that you spend your time. And for most people, that's going to be their home, their vehicle, and their work. It can be more places. But are the places that you're spending time, those spaces that you're spending time, are they aligned with how you need to live your life? Is the energy good? Are they lifting you up? Are they organized? You know, some people can live in chaos. I acknowledge that. I'm not one of those people. I kind of need some organization and order. My wife tends to be able to kind of live in a little more disorganized house, but I need to be a little bit more organized. So think about yourself. What do you need to thrive in the spaces that you spend your time in? And if, you know, if you're not aligned in those spaces, you're going to be out of sync. You're going to be a little off. You know, whether it's the ancient practice of feng shui or whatever, the spaces and how we set them up, how we move through them, how we observe them, it impacts our energy. And that energy of those spaces is going to be the energy that we feel and that comes to us. So your spaces are incredibly important. So I encourage each of you to look at the spaces around you and think, what do I have to do? What do I need to do to feel safe, secure, and energetic? Good energy in my spaces. The mind is a life block. The mind in and of itself is this block, this lifestyle thing. Are we educating ourselves? Are we growing? Are we working on spiritual development and personal development? A lot of that, most of it, everything flows through the mind. And the mind and ego are these incredibly important things. People talk about ego death and putting your ego aside, and that's really important. But our mind and our ego are really great at what they do. They've kept us alive for thousands of years. They make sure that we're safe and healthy, but they tend to overperform. And in doing so, sometimes they actually eat at us and they actually prevent some of the things they're trying to accomplish, which is make us healthy. So if you're in control of your mind, then you're going to have a more aware and intentional existence. It's this very spiritual thing, but it's also this very practical thing. You'll be less stressed. You'll be less anxious. So when it comes to your mind, think about these thoughts and feelings that come through my mind, through your mind. Am I using them in a useful way, or are they controlling me? I have this thought. Okay, am I going to move with that thought and use it for a second and then let it go? Or am I going to stay with it and then it controls me? And that's what you hear about a lot as far as living in the present moment. Living in the present moment or being present is about taking those thoughts that and feelings and emotions that come into your mind and saying, okay, I got this. Like, that's helpful. Thank you, mind. Thank you, ego. I appreciate that. That was useful. I'm going to move on now. Or you're sending me this, but you don't need to be sending me this because it's not important. It's not useful. I'm going to ignore that. It's where everything comes together and you have to really come to peace with it so that you can go on this really beautiful spiritual journey that you want to go on. Another block of life is habits and routines. It's something that we could spend tons of time on, and it's something a lot of books have been written about. In fact, we've done a review of Atomic Habits by Thomas Clear. We'll link that video up in the upper right-hand corner. But habits and routines are what life is kind of all made up of. There's all these cycles and these comfortable patterns that we get in throughout our day and our week and our month and our year that we're used to. And we have good habits and good routines. We have neutral habits and routines. And we have these really not great and bad habits and routines. And I think if we take a step back and say, okay, what are my good habits and routines? What's working for me? What's making me feel better? What doesn't really matter either way? And then what's taking time and energy away from me in this negative way? What is not making me feel good? What's taking up space in my mind or making me anxious? I think if you take a step back and you look at your habits and routines and you really dissect how each of them treat you, then you can say, okay, what can I do? How can I move forward and get rid of this bad habit, this bad routine? And often that's replacing that bad habit or routine with a good habit or routine. That's probably the easiest way to stop a bad habit. And there's a lot we could go into with this because it's a complex issue. But getting a hold and a control of your habits and routines is going to put you in order. It's going to get you more organized. And that puts you more at peace. It makes you calmer. It eases anxiety. It reduces stress. And it makes all these other things more possible in your life. And often we procrastinate or don't do things because we kind of dread it. We think, oh, it's going to take so much effort. But really when we do it, oh man, that was easy. I should have done that before. Why don't I just get up and do it? And so part of it is, how do we start and form habits and routines? And there's a whole, like I said, discussion that we could have on that. It's probably a whole other video. But again, check out that video by Thomas Clear and Atomic Habits that we did and reviewed his book. And I want to talk about ritual as a block of life, as a life block. Ritual is a type of habit or routine, but it's something that takes us from the concrete world we kind of all move through every day to the spiritual realm. It's a bridge. A ritual is a habit or routine that bridges us between our shared reality that we live in every day and that spiritual world beyond, our higher self, our, you know, the divine, the universe, God, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't really matter to me. I'll use any of those names. And so what ritual are you doing that helps you connect from this world to your spiritual self? And that's something that you kind of have to answer for yourself. It's a deep thing, ritual. And I think ritual, sometimes it gets a bad rap because it's associated with dogma and religion. But ritual isn't that. Ritual is, it could be meditation. Ritual can be quiet thought, reflection, or prayer. Ritual could be even fitness or exercise. It could be all of these different things that help you get more in touch with that universal divine self inside. And we have a whole video on ritual, what it is, and how to develop your own ritual that is specifically tailored to yourself. And we'll link that video in the upper right-hand corner, but check it out. Because ritual is this thing that is going to really connect you with the oneness of the universe. it's going to help you really find that sync and that step and rhythm of the universe for yourself. And it, like I said, it's going to be really specific for you. And I think a lot of times that's where we've broken down with religion, is we get into the dogma and people say, oh, you've got to believe this and do it this way. And you know, don't let anybody tell you how to do a ritual or what works for you. Just make it up for yourself. Use all these other things out there, ton of information out there. Use them as reference points and do what works best for you. And the last one I'll probably talk about by itself is meditation. And that's part of ritual, but it's also kind of separate because meditation is this big thing. And when it comes to meditation, I would say learn about it. Meditation isn't exactly like sitting cross-legged on the floor with your eyes closed. It doesn't have to be that. It can be that. It can be a lot of other things. Meditation can take on many forms. You can meditate and jog in the forest. You can meditate and walk by a lake. You can meditate in the bathtub, taking a hot shower. You can meditate doing all these different things in your life. And you could use guided meditations, which I heavily recommend for new beginners. You can do mindfulness meditation. There's all these different types of meditation. And what I would say is find a way to be quiet and reflect with yourself. And we have a video on meditation that is, I think, helpful for people getting started and people who want to find a way to get to meditation. It's difficult to start meditating sometimes for people. And this video that we have kind of gets to how do you get started? How do you stay engaged in it? And how do you get through these hard parts kind of at the start? When you first start meditating, it can be a little difficult. So just think about meditation. And if you meditate, it's going to really impact your whole life in a really more easygoing, calm, peaceful way. It makes all these other life blocks easier. You know, whether it's sleep or your relationships or your job or your fitness, it really is going to help you in almost every aspect of your life. Okay, that's a lot of life blocks, but at the same time, it's not. We have to do these things every day, guys. This is what life is. It's all this stuff. And it sounds like it's a lot, but when you take a step back, you can see, okay, when this life block is organized, if I'm sleeping right, okay, then it kind of takes care of itself. If I'm eating right, that kind of takes care of itself. And if I'm intentionally moving and I'm doing fitness and exercise, that takes care of itself. And then it also doesn't just take care of itself. It improves every other thing that you're trying to do in your life every day. And so don't get overwhelmed by it. And don't try to do it all at once. Take it in parts. And remember that chaos breeds chaos. And we know that. But at the same time, peace and calm simply creates more peace and calm. So we can embrace the chaos and let that define us, or we can take control of our life in this more intentional and aware way, and suddenly we're having more peace and calm in our life. There's this ecosystem within you. It's all around you. And this ecosystem is all these life blocks that you have working together. And it's a series of choices that you make around each of these things that's going to impact your whole world. And remember, it's not just impacting your world. This is impacting the people around you. And you want those people to be happy and healthy and at peace themselves. And the more you are, the more self-love that you have, the more self-care that you have for yourself, the better off these people around you are going to be. When you lift up yourself, you lift up the whole world around you, guys. It's so beautiful. And so do that. Like, take the time for yourself. Manage all this stuff. It will get easier for yourself. And like I said, when it gets easier for yourself, it gets easier for everyone around you. Suddenly, that compounds on itself. That becomes like a snowball rolling down the mountain in this great way. So do that for yourself. And are you grounded in life today? What do your life blocks look like? You know, which blocks of life do you need to work on? What parts of your lifestyle need attention? And which ones are going good for you? What good's happening in your life right now? Think about that. Be positive. Okay, I'm doing well here and here, and that'll help me over here and over there. And use that as motivation to make incremental improvements. Like I said, small changes every day really will change your life. It's cliche. We talk about it sometimes in self improvement, self-help, development world and the spiritual community, but incremental change is powerful. That journey of 1,000 miles really does start with the first step. So just start. Take that leap for yourself and you'll be okay. And, you know, we have conversations like this all the time over in our spiritual community at Keyshar.org. And I'd encourage you to go over there, become a member. You know, it's better to move through life with a community. And that's why we do this. That's why I'm talking to you right now, is because I want to have a discussion. I want to have a two-way conversation. And if you like this video, you want us to keep making content just like this, please like this video. Again, subscribe or share with your friends or family if you think it might help them. And until next time, I wish you peace on your journey.